Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party gonna have? Out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good. I'm well, Marco Bill. How are you?
I'm super.
Good, good. Listen, I got to tell you guys, we're like 12 and a half hours away for starting one of the biggest monumental expeditions ever, okay? The team's ready. They fly in tomorrow. We're ready to head out and just encompass the world. I'll tell you what, we've got so many people on this schedule, folks. I got three calls today, and the three calls I got today, two of them were from West Virginia, believe it or not. One person was going down her road, and boom, the creature just crossed over the damn road. And the other one was pretty similar to that, a truck driver going down the main artery, and saw it twice. So I'll tell you right now, it's crazy. It's just like we thought. We know what's going on, and the key to it is being there at the right time at the right space. And I'll tell you what, I've been pretty much assured off our first stop, because you know I haven't been in Oregon for a long time because of what we started out with, and when there was so much better locations. But this guy, 40 years, he worked for the forestry department, and then he finally got the nick of this whole thing, and he does something that pisses these things off, and he says, I'm going to bring you to the place, and when I do my scream that I do, the things are going to come out, and you're going to be able to shake his hand. So stay tuned, folks, because we're going to be doing it. Every place we go, we're going to see if we can lock on. I know that TJ and Rob and Mike and everybody else and Rocky, we're going to be doing it on Facebook and LinkedIn and all the other stuff, Twitter. And you guys will see us. You can, those of you that's going to follow us on the map across the country, you'll see where we're at. You'll see what we're doing. And you know what? The key to it is we'd love for you to do that. And all you people around the United States of America, okay, that are having any type of encounters, i.e. visual, hearing, or anything else, you call us. No matter how small or how big it is, you may be the lucky ones that we're going to put in on this last film that I'm going to be doing here. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a Lollapalooza. And I just can't wait. TJ, are you out there?
I'm right here, listening.
Is Rob there with you?
He's ready to go hunt the Bigfoot. He sure is. Rob's right here.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you, folks, this is going to be one of the biggest ones we've ever had. We're going to be out there until, the 20th. Well, we'll be home for Christmas. That's for damn sure. But I'll tell you what, we're going to be out there doing our thing. You hear the rest of them do it. You hear the rest of them being an armchair quarterback, looking at the screen, the computer screen, and see what everybody else is doing. Or they may go out to these Bigfoot conferences on a weekend and all that bullshit. But guess what, folks? We'll be out there, boots on the ground, doing what needs to be done. And you're going to see it. So let us be your eyes. Let us be your legs, okay? Let us be your mouth. You'll hear us talk about it wherever we end up. And TJ and Michael and Rob and Rocky, you'll see them all in action, including the Godfather himself. So how are you boys tonight? Everything good?
Outstanding.
Doing great, Chief.
That's good. Marco, Bill, how are you, buddy? And thank you for that.
I am great.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that everybody's strong. You're feeling good. We're like the horses. We ate enough oats and hay, and we're ready to go out there and run. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're within my voice now, folks, around the globe, get ready because something's going to happen. It's been silent in the Bigfoot world. The Godfather and the team, his boys, are out there. And we will go to where the action is and bring it back to you. I'm excited to beat hell, folks. This guy is our first stop up in Oregon. I haven't been in the Cascades since 1968. So that's a lot of years, okay? But that's supposedly where it all started with the Indians up in that area and how it all got about. Well, since then, as you all know, there's 8,000 to 9,000 of these creatures that we know of around the United States. And guess what? We're going to go out there and see what the best we can do to bring those things forward and to prove it to the world and to all of our loyal listeners around the globe. And I'm just ecstatic. What do you think about this, TJ?
You know, this is probably a monumental trip. It's something that's been in the making for the last 5 or 6 months, gathering our leads, getting our right people in line so that we can go out there, figure out what's happening correctly, and hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, I mean, we've been vetting these people for the last 5 or 6 months. We're not just going out to go jolly in the woods, okay? We got people that we know are credible, viable, and reliable in what we're doing. So if the creature's there and we're there, you know what we're doing. We're bringing them home with us. We're bringing them home to show the world what's going on.
You know, I gotta tell you a story. I get a call from Kelly Peterson. Now, those of you who know Kelly, is the wife of Roger Peterson, who was in our first movie, the one in Douglas, Arizona. And I got to tell you, you're going to like this, Rocky, because they mentioned about you. And they says, hey, you tell the boys I got a bedroom for every one of them. They'll be taken care of. I'm going to wash their clothes. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to make special meals for them each and every night that they're here, because it's going to be such an honor to have the A-team in my city and right at my trailer park that I own. And that came from Kelly Peterson herself. So I'm just ecstatic to beat hell. Is Rocky on?
That's
this
wonderful.
Week?
Sure, Rocky's here.
Yeah, Rocky is on.
Let me say hello to him.
Hold on, I got to put him on, though.
Okay.
There, Rock, you're
hey
on.
Hey there.
How hey, son, doing? How are you, Rock? Good to hear you.
Great.
Good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to be here.
Are you getting your stuff ready?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am.
Cool, buddy.
I'm sure
cool.
You've been getting it ready for the past couple days.
Yeah. Because after this Oregon thing, you know, the next 2-3 days, we're coming, heading out right back over there by you and to pick up Mikey. So, and then it's going to really start to unwind and go crazy. But,
well,
you know, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
Hopefully I'll have something going here, because the insurance lady that I know, you've met her, said that they had a claim the other day. The woman said that she hit a Bigfoot with her car.
Ooh,
they think it's probably,
really?
And I'm trying to work everything out to where I can get the information so I can go out and check it all out.
Man, I'll tell you what. Look, I don't know if you heard me at the top of the hour, Rocky, but the people are calling in. They're wild as hell right now. Yeah, this is going to be the biggest, I think, that we've had in a long time, and it's a long time coming. Like my son said, you know, it's in the making for the last 5 months. And, you know, nobody ever does it. They all talk story. But you know what? We're out there, and we're going to film every bit of this, folks. We're not only going to film every bit of it, you got to – excuse me. Here goes an ambulance.
They're chasing Bigfoot.
In my day, they used to be called meat wagons. So the key to it is we all – heard it, and there it went. But nevertheless, it's happening right now, folks. Okay, we're less than 13 hours away from being on the road to make this whole thing happen. And I'm going to tell you right now, like my son said, it's been in the making for 5 months or so, and it's going to happen. I want to hear from Rob. Rob, you there?
I'm here, Chief.
Can you hear me, Rob? Okay,
yeah, I can hear you.
Now I'm going to put a call out to every single woman between the ages of 25 and 35. I want you all to know, I hope you got your ears on, the lover boy is going out. He's out on his trip, and he's going to be with us, and he is single and available. So what does that mean? He's going looking for a female Sasquatch. So if you're out there and you got your ears on and you want to meet the lover boy himself, get ready, because he's on the road.
He ain't the lover boy.
He's
the Bigfoot man of the year, Rob.
Oh, that's
Blood
it. That's, I love that.
and you know, all the women love about the Bigfoot man of the year, right?
Big time. Big Anybody? Time, brother. Big time. big time. Well, I'll tell you what. It's all going to happen, and you'll see it and hear it right on searchingforbigfoot.com, folks. So please, whatever you do, anything new coming around the corner, let us know, and we'll let you know every development day by day. They got this electronic media, and we got the super whiz with us. We got Michael with us, and Rob, and TJ, and Rocky, and myself, and we're going to have this thing done. This could be our year, folks. Wish us a lot of luck. I got a lot still to prepare, but I told the boys I'd be on tonight. And you know what? Get ready, folks, because we're a-coming. Ciao. Till next time, America.
All right. Ciao. Because we're here.
Well,
and we're coming
DJ,
to your back door. Yeah.
Let me give you a list of who's on. We got Ray from
all
Texas.
Right.
We got Jimmy Boots from PA. We got
Jimmy,
Tyrone
Ray.
From Mississippi. And
Tyrone,
we got Rocky. And we got Leo.
Bullwinkle. Oh, and Leo. Outstanding. You know what? Just jump on over
been
to
really
Texas.
Tied up with
Let's
this damn hurricane
what...
for the last couple of weeks. Plus, I'm not sure what damage he got, whether he got some or not. I'm not sure.
You know, yeah. Let's
I made a couple
Rock,
of queries to
Leo
Florida
up first.
Today.
Bring him in.
Remember Dustin?
Let's bring in Leo. I remember Dustin.
Yeah, I'm bringing
Leo. He left the hurricane area. Yeah. Leo.
He'll be
who
out
brought you?
There you go. Here he is.
Who brought you?
Who brought you?
I brought you, Leo. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing good, buddy. How's everybody doing?
We're alive. We're kicking. We're here. We're well. We're wanting to make sure you're still good down there. I know that I crossed over in front of you and blew you down. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, man. I'm still standing. Just got some new trail cameras in the mail. Mm-hmm. You're going to go out and put these out, try to get them out before you guys hit the road. Hopefully I can get something that'll bring you guys down to Uwari Forest. Like I say, make contact with Mike Green. I'm going to try to find out the area where he had those items thrown at him in the growls. And I'm going to try something new. One thing I'm going to try new is from a hypothesis that I've been looking on the Internet and things that I've been seeing in reference to Bigfoot hunting.
Right.
You know, we hear a lot of talk about vegetation and things of that nature. I'm going to try to get a bunch of fruit this time, cantaloupes, watermelons, try to put those out and see what happens and see if we can get anything to kind of bite, almost like fishing. I'm going to try a new bait, see what happens.
You know, hang them watermelons and cantaloupes and fruit in one of them, military laundry bags that, you know, that are kind of webbed so that they can breathe, and hang it. Hang
mm-hmm.
it up, brother. Hang it up.
Well, we're gonna
you know.
See who brought you.
Who brought you?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you got to tell everybody about that. They've been wondering for months now. They're wondering, Leo, for months. You got to tell the story, Leo. You have to share it. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you on the spot now, brother.
So you want me to go ahead and break the worldwide premiere?
I do, right now. You know, we've been who brought you for months, but we've never told anybody. They're wondering what it is.
I'm gonna tell everybody what it is. I had
okay.
a when I first started this thing a couple years back, and I got the passive information back and forth to TJ, and I end up getting a email sent to me. The guy says he wanted to do some Bigfoot hunting in North Carolina. Guy never did leave his name. And he sent me a YouTube video of a guy that he had been following in Canada. And the guy claimed that the Bigfoot talks to him and he can go out every week and he can put out certain things and he can ask certain questions about the Bigfoot. And I want to say he named the Bigfoot Nefertiti or something like that. Well, anyway, in one of the videos, if you look at it, it's called Bigfoot Talks. If you can go online, you can look at it, Bigfoot Talks in Canada. And in one of the videos, the guy's claiming to be outside his truck or whatever, and he's talking to the Bigfoot, and he says, Nefertiti, I bought your peanut butter sandwich. And the Bigfoot says, so he says, I'm out here. The next thing he says, I'm out here with my buddy John. And the Bigfoot supposedly says, who brought you? So I let TJ listen to the video. So ever since then, it's been a standing joke with TJ and even Rocky. You know, every time I see him, I say, you gotta be kidding me. So every time I see him, they say, hey Leo, where you been? I always say, who brought you?
Brought you?
So
You know, Marco,
what we
Leo, when you see this guy on the YouTube channel, you will just I mean, it's purely entertainment. We all know it is. Anybody with any sane sense or common sense or, I mean, anybody that's just alive and knows you're listening to a cartoon, bull crap, blah, blah, blah. I mean, out of his mouth will come something. The camera cuts away from him, points in another direction, and you hear, and he'll go, really? Did you want me to get a bow and arrow? Camera cut away again. I'm going to watch you get my bow. It's like, oh, my God. And he's got many, many, many views. But, hey, entertainment is entertainment. It's not what we do, but it's great to watch. It's funny. It's like that friggin' stupid, suicidal, crazy maniac up in New York who's got the Bigfoot testicles and the Bigfoot arm and the Bigfoot head and, God, what was his name? I don't know, but he just put something out recently, the Bigfoot head now. He's got the Bigfoot head out there, the frozen head that he sculpted out of something. And you wouldn't believe the people that log in to see all these different Bigfoot body parts that he claims in 1956. His dad shot a Bigfoot, put it in a freezer, and it's been there ever since. And now he's showing it to the world. Oh, my God. You know, Bigfoot's become entertainment. Bigfoot's become a joke. Bigfoot has become the laughing stock of the internet. You know, it's horrible that it has, because we all know what's out there. But because of some of the whack jobs in this business, okay, the giant whack jobs that, you know, take paper mache and build the Bigfoot arm and put hair on it and claim that it's there, people actually believe the rest of us are all a bunch of whack jobs too. We're going to go out this month and next month and prove that it's not. We're going to visit you, them, and everybody else that will allow us to come by. We're going to meet people, see people, greet people, hook back up with folks from the past. You know, like my father said, you know, Roger Peterson, Michael Green. We've got Jody and Joel and Steve and Mike and Bill and Bob and Ken and David and Ray. I mean, we're going to hit as many states as we can in 2 months. We want to come and see you. Zeke, if you're listening, brother, we're coming out to see you. We're going to find you, man. We're going to get out to Arkansas and visit all our friends out there. We're going to visit everybody everywhere we can go. Why? Because we can. Because we're not armchair quarterbacks. Because we get in a truck, we drive miles, we investigate, we figure out what's happening. We don't sit behind the computer, criticize, bully. Oh, my God, did I say the word bully? It's not bullying. It's just bullshit is what it is. Because they got nothing else to do. And that's why we're coming, folks. What do you think about that, Marco? You think it's right or wrong?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm right on. Right on. Right on.
You know, Leo's ready. Rocky's ready. The team is ready. We're going to go. And, you know, I can't
Throne,
wait. To
Throne is ready.
Throne? Out in Mississippi?
Yeah, Throne from Mississippi. He's out here tonight.
Oh, my goodness, Throne. I can't wait. We've never met, you know. You met my father. You've met the rest of you, but we've never met. We're going to get out to Throne. We can't wait to meet you, see you, sit down, break a little bread, and get out there and find Big. Is Bigfoot out by you right now, Throne?
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Yeah? You know, I can't wait to get out there because I want to see him. I want to feel him. I want to touch him.
I tell you, last weekend, all the dogs went crazy. They were for about 2-3 minutes, and
who
me
let
my cousin
the dogs
were
out?
Listening, and all of a sudden we heard, ooh,
that was it to be. I said, yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah?
I think it was, yeah, it was close by, yeah.
How many think there were?
The dogs were all going crazy, and all of a sudden when that growl came, whoa, all the dogs quit barking.
Hey, Saron.
Yeah.
So were they your dogs?
No, it was a. If you ever been to Indian Reservation, there's dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all the stray wild dogs. running wild.
Yeah, they were all going crazy, and all of a sudden the big old howl came along, and they all stopped. And it was
oh,
just
that. Scared the heck out of them, right?
Yep, sure did.
You know, so what are the chances of us at least seeing tracks or hearing the creature when we come out and see a throne? Tell me.
Well, you got a pretty good chance because Bigfoot has been spotted. People have had encounters, you know, so you most likely will see or hear or even run into one, you know.
Hey. That's all I got to know. That's all the team has to know. We are ready.
Yeah.
We are loaded.
Yeah.
We are cock blocked and going at it, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be expected. You know, I've got a couple of friends that I want to meet up with you guys, you know.
You know, we can't wait. You know, people don't understand that it takes time. You have to nurture that relationship with the people and Bigfoot himself, you know, because Bigfoot, if you don't nurture that relationship with him, he don't want to come out and see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The reason I got into this is that when I was 16 years old, me and a bunch of guys were out in the woods, and all of a sudden we had the big old bonfire going, and all of a sudden one guy said, "What in the world is that?" Everybody started running. Me and another guy stayed a few seconds, and I saw it. I never heard of Bigfoot. I never heard of Sasquatch, but I saw it for a few seconds, and I ran as fast as I could, and that creature was beside me all the way out to the road.
Man, you were smart to run, Theron, because, you know,
yeah.
We don't know what this creature's going to do. But I did hear, well, not from your Indian clan, from another Indian clan, that if the creature's chasing after you, it's a good omen.
Whoa, yes. I don't know about that. It scared the heck out of me.
Yeah?
I really like to see it again. Now, my mama's seen it. My sister's seen it. My niece has seen it 3 times, you know, just all behind my mama's house, you know.
Well, why do you think your niece got the opportunity, had the pleasure of seeing the creature 3 times? You think it's her aura or her vibrations that she puts out that makes the creatures come close or they feel at ease? Tell me.
Well, the creature had been seen in that area many times by other people, and every now and then it comes through. And before my mother passed away, she would always say that she knows when it's around. I said, "How do you know that?" And she could smell it. The smell
Ooh.
Comes, yeah, and then you know, and. She knows it is somewhere close by.
So what kind of smell did your mother say that the creature emitted?
It sounded like, I think she described it in Choctaw. It sounded like, you know, fecal matter, you know?
Like what?
Fecal matter.
Oh,
shit.
It smelled like shit. God,
yeah.
You can say that on our show. It's okay. It's okay to see shit, crap, poop, you know. Bleep. We don't do that. You know, we understand this is an adult show, and it's got the warning across it. You know, we talk about Bigfoot and all that kind of stuff. So you're good. I appreciate you. We're not going to bleep you out. People have to go fecal matter. No, just you know, talk plain. Plain's good. We're plain people here. That's what we enjoy about our show. We talk Bigfoot every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're also followed every week. You know something? People follow us. You know how many people follow us on our Facebook page, their own? There's probably 2,500 people every week at Searching for Bigfoot Incorporated. You can go to searchingforbigfoot.com. There's a link to our YouTube page, our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our, like my dad says, LinkedIn page. We got them all there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we're there. Why? We're there so people can follow us because we don't hide nothing. We're going to Facebook Live. We're going to Twitter Live. We're going to be on expedition. You can come with us. You don't have to be with us. You can see us through Facebook Live. There's a little thing pops up. It goes, bing, they're live on Facebook. All you got to do is click it in. You got Facebook there where you live, Theron?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know what's happening. All you have to do is Facebook Live us, and you'll know where we're at, when we're coming. We'll be doing a shout-out. We're going to be doing contests. We're going to be giving away, giving free, cost you nothing. Guess what? Probably not even shipping and handling. We're not going to be like everybody else. Hey, we're going to give you a free movie. Send us $12 shipping and handling. Not like us. We're going to do contests. We're going to have fun while we're on the road this year. We're going to give our brand new movie out to people that are only on Facebook Live watching us. Okay, so you're going to have to get the clues, the keywords, and all that. We're going to have a blast. We're going to look for Bigfoot, enjoy life, meet great people, spend time with them, break bread, and hopefully capture Bigfoot. What do you think about that?
Here in Philadelphia, Mississippi, when the last time Tom was over here, somebody had a great idea of putting Bigfoot on a T-shirt and it had Philadelphia, Bigfoot, Philadelphia, Mississippi, with Bigfoot right in the middle, and they were selling at the convenience stores.
Really?
Right after Tom and then came here, you know, Bigfoot got really popular.
You know, we got shirts. Guess where we sell them at? Searching for Bigfoot.com. People can go to our website. We've got coffee mugs. We got Bigfoot pins. We got movies, DVDs, hoodies, jackets, shirts, pins, labels, lapels, pants, jackets, beanie caps. It's all there. If you want a little bit of Bigfoot, get over to searchingforbigfoot.com. Check out the merchandise. Support the team. Or just buy something and enjoy it for yourself. Give it to your friend, your grandkids. You know? That's what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Throne, it is always a pleasure, brother. It's always a pleasure. We're going to see you soon. Can't wait to meet you.
Right.
Take your hand. Marco, we're hitting a commercial break, and we're going to come on back.
Yeah, and we got Ray from Texas to continue on where he left off 2 weeks ago. And, of course, we got Jimmy Booth.
Sounds good to me. Let's do it. Commercial break.
Well,
pay some bills.
I got to go. I'll talk to you guys later.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? Going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And you know you can get that movie at searchingforbigfoot.com. Go up to that yahoo.com tab up there where we keep our Yahoo store. Buy the movie. Support the group. Don't forget, check us out on Facebook, our YouTube channel, and everything else. But folks, we got Ray all the way from Texas coming back to finish off his story from 2 weeks ago. How you doing tonight, Ray?
No, I'm doing pretty good.
You know, when we left off, you were actually talking about the creature that was crossing the road. And I know I stopped you, but I want to complete because people were telling us we got to hear the rest of it. So here you are, brother. This was your third encounter.
Well, it wasn't crossing the road. No, I was talking about the actual sighting, which is, well, I talked about the first one that I'd seen the night before, which was in camp by the camper.
I was
actually bent over in the car. And like I said, I heard three noises to my back right, you know, the first time I walked by the owner's garage. Because you picture the owner's house, the garage, and then back behind all that, that's where our camp is. And the camper's pretty much across from the garage, you know, I want to say about, 15 yards from the garage. Let's see, that's when I was bent over in the car, the first time I walked over towards the garage with my mag light, you know, I looked around, I didn't see anything. What I heard was movement back there. I went back to the car, I was trying to plug in the iPad that I had into the car charger. Second noise, I heard a bump on the, what sounded to me like maybe Zach dropped something inside the camper, you know, it sounded like the camper floor. I just kind of looked over to my right. Now I got bent over. I'm trying to plug this thing in so I can get inside. But it was the third noise, which is to my back right. I was parked next to a screen porch. All right, and this thing is about 7 foot high. I'd say about 6 foot wide, about 12 to 15 foot long. We got a grill. It's all screened in. You know, that's where we would cook. But anyway, so I'm bent over in the car on the passenger side with the screen porch behind me. I heard the noise back to my back right. What I did is I just grabbed my mag light. This is in the evening. We're getting ready to go to bed. I just grabbed the mag light. I just flicked it and just looked over my shoulder. And that's peeking over the screen porch. That's when I first, when I seen that, I want to say like a greenish yellow eye glow.
Right.
You know, like eye shine. And this thing's up above. Okay. Looking over, you know, and I was like, no fucking way. And so I stood up and I switched hands. I put the mag light in my left hand and I looked, this thing looked away and then it looked back at me. And then I seen both eyes. And that's when I got that chill go down my back. You know, 'cause I realized a pair of eyes looking at me. These things are about the size of golf balls, ping pong balls or so, but, space. I want to say about maybe 2.5-3 inches apart. And I pulled my pistol out, and this thing kind of backed up. So it's like moving back to the back right of the screen porch, you know, kind of out of my view. But the impression I got from it was that it looked nervous that I seen it. And it was like my fear went away. And I actually walked out, like, towards the camper to the hitch, and what it did is it kind of backed up to where it was in between the camper and the garage, you know, and the garage is white. All right, I had my mag light on this thing. It had its hands up and it was doing this side to side shuffle like it was trying to decide which way it was going to go, you know. And the whole time I'm calling for my cousin Zach, who's inside the camper, and this thing finally kind of turns to its right, you know, and I see its knee were kind of worn. I realized, you know, that thing was up, I want to say, you know, close to, I mean, about nut high, you know what I mean? That's where its knee was, you know, close above my mid thigh, you know. But what he did was he kind of leaned forward, turning to my left, which was his right. Kind of leaned forward. He took two steps. I mean, he cleared that garage in that two steps. And I just kind of turned to my left with the flashlight, you know, and then behind the trees, you know, he kind of ran to a clearing back there to where what I seen were like two trees, which I thought was a Y of a tree. But the next one I seen, it was two trees actually. And, but he was standing like looking between them at me, you know, and the eyes looked at me. Looked away, looked at me. I told it, I mean you no harm. and then he was gone. Well, at that point, that's when
Zach
came out.
What did you think when that happened?
I had been up the whole night before, and this is, you know, throughout the day, and then this the evening. I mean, I was tired and sleepy, but when I seen that, I mean, I was like awake, you know, and I just couldn't stop talking about it. You know, I didn't feel threatened at any point. I didn't smell anything, but I mean, he was, what I seen was eyes and shingles, you know, and I don't know. I mean, it was no fear or nothing, but it was like, damn, I just seen Bigfoot, you know? And so by the time Zach comes out, you know, he's half asleep. And I'm telling him, I said, man, I just seen Bigfoot here. And I'm saying, this thing was standing probably about 15 feet away from me, you know. I have my mag light on. And every time I go out there, man, I put fresh batteries in it because I use this thing for work also, you know. But anyways, getting back to Zach, man, I'm sitting here telling him what I just seen. And he's like, you know, looking around. He's got his flashlight, lights barely working. He's like, all right, I'm going back in. I said, no, you're going to fucking wait for me, you know. And I go to the car and I get that iPad plugged in. And we get inside the camper. And that's when, I mean, I'm just going on about it, man. I mean, I couldn't stop talking about it, you know, what I just seen. And I drew a sketch of it, you know, that one and the little one, because I didn't get a picture of them. The one I got the picture, the face shot was the big one, and he was in the trees. But the little one and the big one were the next day, because we were planning on getting some sleep but trying to get out there before sunup. This time we're planning on going to the back into the thick, you know, into the thicker stuff, you know, because we had walked the fields. We sat in some stands, you know, during that night. But so he goes, well, are we going back out tonight? I said, hell no, we're not. I said, we're gonna get to sleep, and we're going to go out during the day. I said, because we're going in the back.
Smart.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we actually slept till about lunchtime. And that's when we drove out past the owner's house, you know, back on the main road, about 100 yards. If you say when you're coming out of the, you know, we're going to take a left onto the main road. About 100 yards is the gate where you can unlock it and go in, you know, across the cattle guard. Well, we drove the car down there, you know, and that's where I'm passing. If you remember what I was talking about last week or 2 weeks ago, was that's where my tripod stand used to be. I had a tripod stand on the bush, in the tree line to the left property, and I had my feeder on the fence line. You know, we're going down the fence line. We pass that, go across the pad where they used to, at one time they were drilling. Park the car there, and we started walking towards the back. Now, we've got a, as we went to the back, what I did was, I mean, I'd noticed the trees, some branches that were kind of pulled down and intertwined. From the very beginning, when I got on at least 5 years before, and I hung some trail mix there. Now, when we started to go to the back, though, that's when we heard the flock of crows. And it sounded like the crows were pissed, you know, like squawking. And they died down. There was a yell that was chopped in tone, and then the crows went nuts again. By that time, we're walking towards the back. And that's when, I mean, it just got dead quiet. All right, nah. So that's when Zach looked at me. He goes, doesn't it seem like we're being watched? I said, Zach, I think we're being escorted, you know. And like I said, I've got an AR-15. I had 5.30 round mags with me. My cousin had the Mini 14. He had 2.30 round mags. But, I mean, we're walking back there, man. The only thing you can hear are our steps, you know, on the branches, leaves, you know, just twigs breaking. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling them everything that I've seen on Finding Bigfoot, you know, and what I think, you know, and that we're being watched, you know. So we walk through the back part. We kind of cut to the left. We got a rifle stand back there. Past that, go through the thick brush, and then we got to cross the creek. Well, we cross the creek, and then we come out to the open field. Now, the open field is in front of us and to the left. But the woods continue up on our right, you know, and then that's when we start walking along there, you know, and what happens is when we get up to the top, there's a pipeline that goes across there. So there's a clear cut, you know, on our right where the woods end, and then there's a smaller patch of woods. All right. Now, what on the smaller patch of woods right there directly in front of us, pretty much, I told Zach there's a 20-foot tree stand there. I said, go ahead and get up there. And then to my right, I want to say about 20, maybe 30 yards to my right on the woods that we just came out of, you know, that continued up but ended at the pipeline, there's another 20-foot tree stand. So I get in this one, you know, and when we're sitting there, I mean, I can actually see Zach. He can see me. We're just kind of like looking into this clear-cut area, and I'm checking out to the right. He can see into the field, and, you know, to where he's facing, he can see where we just came out of, you know, across the open field. And then, you know, if he looked to his right, he could see into the field. Well, anyways, that's when I'm sitting there and I hear literal footsteps coming up behind me, you know. And I stood up on this chair and I'm looking back and I could see, I want to say about 15 yards from me or so. I could see the tree branches moving. And that's where I could see the branches moving. I could see the base of the tree. I could see around it, but I can't see anything. You know, I'm thinking to myself, man, if this was a cow, I'd see it. You know, if it was a pig, I'd see it, you know. And I actually, but like I said, nothing felt threatening. I sat down with my back towards it, and I'm sitting there thinking on this, and I look at where it's at. He's coming off his ladder. He comes up to me, crosses the clear cut or the pipeline, you know, clearing, and he comes up to me and goes, I got steps behind me. I said, Zach, I got steps behind me too. And so that's when I got down off the ladder. I said, look, your woods are smaller. You go to the right. I'll go to the left. Let's see what runs out. So he takes off walking around that way. I go to the left. So now I'm back into the open field that we just walked up into, you know, coming out of the woods. And I'm close to where he was sitting in the stands. He's starting to go around the, you know, out of my sight. But that's when I look back to where what I seen was some, like, orange, I want to say netting or something, where we had just come out of the woods, you know, back there from coming out of the creek, you know, on the other side of the field. And that's what made me look. And then I seen it, man. That was the small one. He was there, wasn't looking at me. He was facing he was facing left, squatting down with his hands in front of it on the ground. I mean, he wasn't looking at me. But when I started looking at it through my scope, I mean, you know, hair, head to butt, you know, I could see the hairy legs, the hairy arms, and I could see a partial on the cheek, and I could see a partial on the nose, you know, from the angle that I was facing them.
Right.
And so I broke away from that, and I start to go around so I can meet up with Zach because I want him to see this thing. Well, like I said, I'm right here by his stand where he was just up in his 20-foot stand. So as I'm walking, and, like, I'm in open – we've got open fields, and then we've got thick stuff, you know. And
right, Briar.
And we pay a tractor to go through once a year to keep the open fields, you know, clear. And, well, anyway, so as I'm walking in this open field, I'm about, I want to say, 3 to 4 feet away from the tree line of this – these woods that I'm walking next to. And I mean, these are up high, you know, about 10, 15, you know, we got big bushes, trees and everything. I mean, it's just real thick, but you can see into it, you know, I mean, it's daylight. You can see so far, you know, but as I'm walking to go meet him, man, this thing starts, the one that walks up behind Zach starts walking with me. I can hear the steps and I'm looking, I've got my AR pointed towards it. I've got my finger on the trigger. You know, it's to my right as I'm walking, but I couldn't see it. And this is what I found was unnatural about the whole thing, you know.
Okay.
Now, as I was coming to the end, now there's like a little road that comes in, you know, so there's a break in the woods. this is where we come in from camp to go into the field, you know, or come out of camp going into the field when we're going to hunt. Well, that's when it's kind of a point, you know, the woods are thick and then they start thinning out. And, well, this thing stops and it turns around, it starts walking back. I ran around that point and I got down on one knee to where I could actually see the field that I just came out of, you know. I could see through it. And I could hear this thing walking, man. This thing crossed my line of sight. And I didn't see anything. I didn't see a leg. I didn't see movement. And that's when I actually stood up and I was like, what the fuck are you, you know? And, but I know what I'd seen the night before, you know, but I mean, not being able to see this, but hearing it, you know, crossed my line of sight. And, you know, and that was Sunday. That's when I realized, man, I was supposed to be in church, you know? And so I started thinking, man, am I actually standing out here with demons, you know? And, but as I, you know, I'm sorry.
Did it change your life?
I know they're out there, but I think, and there's more things that happened, which the sighting was the sighting, but there was also a sound, which I'll tell you about in a little bit, in a minute. But, yeah, but the way I see it is they've been out there, who knows how long, you know, hundreds of years, you know, I mean, there's drawings and caves, you know, but I don't think they want anything to do with us. You know, they're not there to harm it. I think if food source ran out, yeah, we would be an option.
I agree.
as long as there's hogs and deer, you know, I mean, it's eaten. And I'll get to that eating part in a minute. But here's
Well, I need you to get to it because we got about 4 minutes left of the show.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So anyway, so that's when Zach comes around. He tells me he hears voices, sound like a man and woman. He couldn't understand the language. All right, we get the car, drove it back in the area, and then I start scoping. And that's when I seen the big one in the brush about 100 yards away through my scope out the driver's side window. And I told Zach I'm looking at one now. All right, and here's where we ended, where when it seen me, he ducked down, stood up, ducked down, stood up, and he shook his head no, which I understood as, you know, don't shoot. And we watched him for about 10 minutes. You know, I actually turned the car on. I turned it around. I went across the field and to a lone tree out there in the field. And then I couldn't see him, so I turned to the right, and I just drove out, and there he was. We watched him for another 20 minutes. All right, now that's where I laid down the AR. I grabbed the iPad, I zoomed in the picture, I just brought it up along the door. Now, this thing wasn't showing no more than his nose on up. But in the picture, if you look at it, you can see his top lip. And what I think he was kind of picking his head up to see what I was doing when I brought the iPad up and I snapped that picture. What I regret is I didn't do multiple shots, you know. That way there could have been movement seen. I only took that one picture. And, But yeah, I would like to see it again. Like I said, I never did feel threatened by it. But 3 months later, all right, after that, we ended up leaving. 3 months later, me and my cousin Marcus go out there. And I told him about this, showed him a picture and everything. He was like, yeah, right. Well, we get there at midnight. We load up the guns. I mean, camera, flashlights off. This time I bought me a scope. It's got night vision. It's got an SD card. I want to try to video this thing, you know. And we walk out in the fields at IR light. And I actually think they're sensitive to IR light. I think they can see it. But so I'm scoping, and we went across one field to the other, and then we get to where right there where I had seen that big one, you know. And it's actually a strategic spot, you know. As we come in from camp, come out from camp, it's like directly across the field facing us. So I think they can see us, and they know, hey, hunters are coming out, time to go. You know,
Ray, if you've got the probably attention of everybody in the Bigfoot world right now. We got 1 minute left of the show. I do not want people to miss this. I mean, if you will, you can come back again in a couple of weeks, but everybody wants to hear your stories, and Right. They're awesome.
All right, let me just finish this one part.
Are we good for a couple weeks
from now? What's that?
Do you want to come back on in a couple weeks?
I can do it next week or next week or in a couple.
We're walking across the field, got to remember, and we're going to pick it up there. Ray, I really want to thank you for coming on. Everybody else out there wants to thank you because we want to hear the rest of it, and we're leaving it right here, right on the edge. Right at that precipice.
All right.
We have to think about it a little bit, brother. I appreciate you. Marco, I want to give last words to Rocky, Leo, and I think Jimmy Boots is on, right?
Yeah.
Let's give Jimmy Boots the last word. I apologize, brother. We didn't get you in a little long. We ran with Ray because it's incredible, his story. So last words. Anything before we come out and see you?
Oh, me?
Jimmy Boots.
Well, I'm here. We are mapping things out on all the sightings. We've got a lot of activity going on here. So I think we're going to have a good up when you get here.
Outstanding, brother. Can't wait.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Nice dinner. Well, good time. And we'll look forward to seeing
you. Outstanding. Thank you, brother. Rocky, last word.
Last word. Like for everybody to say a prayer for Goldie Russell, A.G. Russell, famous knife builder, died today. He's an icon in Arkansas. We'll all miss him.
Leo, last word. Well, folks, it's that time again where we have enjoyed our hour with you, our guests, Ray in Texas, Jimmy Boots in Pennsylvania, Theron in Minnesota, all the boys from the Bigfoot Club, Rocky, Leo, Theron, Doyle. And, you know, we want to also say thank you to Marco Bill, because without Marco Bill behind that computer and that switchboard, And taking care of all this, there'd be no show. But folks, we're coming out to see you. Don't forget, if you see our friend Miss Calabas, you better tell her what? Bigfoot's coming to get you. See you next week. Same bat channel with Bigfoot Time.
I'll take it easy.
Good night, bye-bye, everybody.
All right, see y'all later. Are you on the first or two weeks?
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, mystery, legend, tales, and facts.